Squared.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, buddy. How about you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Awesome.
Weirder than usual? No. Weird as usual?
Yeah.
Weird, sure. Per usual. Yeah. Something. One of them.
Yeah, weird per usual.
Yeah. Not too weird. We've done pretty weird. This isn't too weird. Maybe it is. It's odd. It's out there.
Might get weird.
Ooh, could be. Because we didn't even know what we're doing.
No. No, we don't. We're just trying to bang out another episode before you go on vacation.
Ooh, vacation. You had your vacation. My vacation's coming up. But if we play a little timey-wimey game, that means this. I've already had my vacation by the time the general public is listening to this particular recording.
Yeah, you would have been back a whole week by the time this comes out.
Yeah, I had a good-ass time. There was water, and there was sand. I slept. Yeah. It was
no
a good-ass
sleeping.
Time.
No sleeping on vacation, man.
What? Didn't you sleep on vacation?
Fuck yeah, dude. We don't go hard on we go on vacation and we just chill the fuck out, dude. Like, that's why we always make sure there's a pool, because then we can just chill by the pool. We wake up, we go down to the pool, kids play in the pool, we sit on the fucking chairs and chill. We'll hit the beach, we'll hit some of the fun things. We did go to that Jeanette's Pier. We went there.
Did you go there at night?
No, we went there during the day. Doing some kind of weird closing things because of COVID.
Oh.
Like they were closing the pier early or something like that. I don't know if that's still going to be an effect for you guys or not.
Probably because we have the fucking variants going on.
Yeah.
On the radio the other day, there was a guy, I think it was Grant Random, on Sirius XM. It's still in my new vehicle. We have it until the 20th, but I think I'm going to renew it and pay the $5 a month for the promotional period. But he goes, yeah, guys, everybody's starting to mask up again, and we got to watch out for that Delta variant, and what's the other one? The Ligma variant? Ligma nuts variant?
Ligma nuts.
Like, no way, he actually said that. But what is the other one, Lambda?
Huh?
What is the other one, Lambda?
There's another one?
Yeah, I think it's a Lambda variant. Delta, Phi, Kappa, fucking crazy.
I didn't even know that. This brings me to a good point.
Here we go, baby.
What the fuck was the point in the vaccines?
Damn right.
Do not tell me it was for this, because there's no fucking way. They knew. There's no way, dude. No
way.
They fucking knew they weren't going to work. And now all the people who got the vaccine, now they're wearing masks again, too. So you've got a vaccine, you don't even know if it's going to work, you have no clue, they just told you it does, and now you're wearing a mask again, just like unvaccinated people.
Damn right.
And you have no clue what it's about to do to your body in the next couple years.
Nope. I think I've said it before. I get the older generation taking flu vaccines even, and getting even this vaccine. I mean, it's a dark thought, but the older generation, you know, human lifespan isn't forever.
I thought you were going there, man. I'm a little shocked that you did, but...
It's a dark thought, but, you know, like, we're not anti-vax people all in all.
No.
You know, we'll get the whole gauntlet of shots when they're babies. But, of course, I'm sure when those were a thing... When they were first a thing, people were up in arms about them, but they've had decades and decades of developing them and making them right.
Right.
But we're not doing this.
No, me either, dude. Years down the road, when they determine that this is safe or it's not safe, then I will make a different decision. Maybe.
Maybe.
I still don't get the flu shot.
No. Nope.
You know how many times I've had the flu? One fucking time. One time in my entire life. I'm 34. I've never had the flu shot. I've had the flu one time.
See? There you go. because you eat hot sauce.
Now, hey, maybe. Look, I should never be sick then because I eat so much hot. I put hot sauce on everything.
You slipped up the one time. You were like, oh, man, I've been hitting hard lately. I probably shouldn't hit as hard on it this time. Or maybe you got the wrong cocktail hot sauce. It come from a different region. It wasn't the real Louisiana hot sauce. And then the virus set in.
Texas Pete, brother. Get it right.
Texas Peep.
Texas Pete. That's where it's at, man. You know, when we went on vacation, I didn't have any hot sauce. I went a whole week with no hot sauce.
You were in Texas.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, not that one. Not that time.
No. The whole week at Outer Banks, man, I had no hot sauce. I was borderline going through some fucking like meth withdrawals.
Why didn't you get hot sauce? Did you hit any grocery stores down there? Or did you just hit it once and that was fine?
We hit it a few times. I just kept forgetting to get it.
Damn,
you know, we went and picked up a few things, and we always grab beer.
You could have tried some sort of North Carolina-based hot sauce, something special for the Banks, man.
Yeah, maybe. I probably would have just got Texas Pete. I know it's good. I know it's got the spice I want.
Well, yeah, sure. Get the stuff that you know and love. Like, we know we love Middlesworth chips from this area, so we're definitely taking a bunch of those with us. And just get what you want. But try something new while you're there. Because it's the only place you're going to get it.
I got Amazon Prime, brother.
You're just going to get the special hot sauce that Frank makes on the Banks? And
maybe.
He's going to deliver it.
Nah, he doesn't want to come up here.
No, he doesn't. That's why you got to get it there.
I don't know, man. But yeah, man, this fucking vaccine shit, man.
No.
And now, who's to say there's even a fucking variant? You know what I mean? It could just be the same old COVID. They're like, oh, variant, mask up again.
Exactly. There's that.
Wear the mask, you fucking sheep. Do as we tell you.
Could it be just because we're coming to the end? It's, as of this recording, it's the beginning of August. And didn't they say they were going to stop the extra unemployment come September? And people don't want to go back to work. You kidding me? Now they're like, well, we've been at home this long, so I'm doing just fine. Supply and demand. See, could it be a huge, huge process? Inflation isn't to the point where they want it yet. So they are creating all new variants to keep people home as to keep the demand high, the supplies low, because people aren't going back to work to create the supplies. This is hitting so many different markets that that doesn't even make any sense. My neighbor is a mechanic, and he's trying to order parts. And he can't get parts because they don't have the supplies to make the parts.
Well, I was just telling you how I was on the phone before we did our recording for a job.
Hmm?
I'm applying for jobs I'm not even qualified for. And I'm occasionally getting called back, dude. This is the time, like, people don't want to work. This is the time to get a job where you can make more money and you're not qualified for, you know what I mean?
That's a weird thought. Like, it's an employee's market? Like, sometimes it's a buyer's market for houses, it's a seller's market for houses, it's an employee's market.
I mean, they're desperate, dude.
Yeah.
They're desperate for workers. Like, I mean, I'm not applying for, like, fucking CEO jobs. You know, I'm applying for jobs where, like, I don't have the college degree they're looking for, or I don't have this whatever background. I'm just applying for it. Fuck it.
Jobs. You don't even qualify for the jobs. Because people need to work. People don't want to work, and they need people.
Yeah. I mean, I told you that I was, before we recorded, that I was on the phone with somebody about the job. And it was like some metal finishing job or something like that. And the girl was like, we're looking for somebody with an automotive background. And I don't technically have an automotive background, although I do in my private life. But she was like, you know what? I'll put you down for it anyway, and then I'll put you down for this other job, and you know, we'll get you in for an interview.
What?
I was like, all right, cool. It's a Monday through Friday gig, like 8-hour shifts. I was like, all right, let's go for it, man. You know what I mean? I'll go in, I'll try to charm the boss or whatever, sweet talk the boss, and who knows, maybe I'll end up with a new fucking job.
That'd be wild.
I'm just applying for shit, dude, that, you know, I could make more money doing, and fuck it, you know, why not? And I could learn something new.
That's crazy.
But there's people out here sitting on their asses because the government is just giving them money to do so.
That shit can't last forever. That is not sustainable for anything, anybody, anywhere.
They are creating the downfall of America.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I don't feel good about it.
Nope.
It's not good.
No.
We're on a slippery slope, man. We're in trouble.
And there's a schism through the country. I don't know if it's just red versus blue. I don't think it's that simple.
Well, it is and it's not. Because if you don't get the vaccine, you're a Trump supporter, aren't you?
You know? Racist, masochist.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, if you got the vaccine and you're always wearing your mask and, you know, you're working from home, well, you must be a Biden supporter. Well, you got a poster of Dr. Fauci on your wall. You know, it's not political, yet it is political at the same time. I'm sure there's people who are on the red side, on the Republican side, who are wearing their masks and probably got vaccinated.
Yeah, right.
Same thing on the other foot. It's just,
yeah.
But they politicize everything, and they have, this country is so fucking divided, dude. We're on the brink of a civil war. We have to be.
But who's going to pull the trigger? What's the final catalyst? It almost seems like the powers that be want that.
They want division.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I don't know if this is just my theory or if this is other people's as well, but they want our government to look bad, so they can establish a new one. That's the New World Order thing, isn't it? Isn't that the Klaus Schwab thing?
They want to make the government look bad so they can make a new one. Look how bad this is fucked up. Guys, look, I got an idea.
They want not just themselves to question the government. They want all of us to say, this isn't working. The whole election thing last time, now everyone's questioning, are elections fucked up? And now we're going to question elections. We're going to question the government. We're gonna be begging them for a new system.
Right. And somebody's going to come along and say, hey, how about my system, man?
Yeah, how about socialism?
Look, I got an idea. Do you have an idea?
Yeah, this guy, a long time ago, what's his name, Karl Marx? Yeah, he had a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Now you got to go pay to see his plot. Is a cemetery plot.
You do?
I'm pretty sure that's what I've read. Isn't that fucked up? That's the definition of irony.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I'm very interested. I've considered reading the book.
Marxism?
The Marxism book. What is it? Is it called Marxism?
I don't know.
By Karl Marx? I don't know. But I've been very interested in reading it, but I don't know if I want to waste my time on it, you know?
Why would it be a waste of time? It's a learning experience. Then you could talk about it, and you would have knowledge of it. Not wasting time.
You know, another book I'm very interested in reading, and I haven't done it, and I'm a little afraid because I think I might agree with this fucking weirdo.
Mein Kampf.
No. You fucking bastard, no. The Unabomber.
Ted Nugent.
Yeah, Ted Nugent.
Wasn't Bundy. Who was the other guy? Not Ted Bundy. Kaczynski.
Yeah, Kaczynski. The Unabomber's Manifesto or whatever it is. I've been very interested in reading it. I mean, I don't think he was wrong. He went about it the wrong way. Very obviously.
It's probably, yeah, don't do it that way.
But I don't think he was entirely wrong in his thinking. And I might read his book next. Or not his book, but the manifesto or whatever it is. You can get it on Audible.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Again, I say go for it. At the very least, it's, I don't want to say educational, but it's, it would be just, you just learn something. It's just more knowledge you could apply to whatever or don't. Yeah. And as long as there's not a subliminal message hidden in the audiobook, this is man. How to build a pipe bomb. Pipe bomb.
They just keep saying it. I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, pipe bomb!
I need the anarchist cookbook, quick!
I'm just like sleep building pipe bombs. My wife comes down. She's like, why are all these fuck? What the fuck?
Sleep building? That's the next thing on Meme Droid. You ever look at the memes where it's random searches, web searches?
Oh, yeah.
Help, I accidentally built shelves.
I like the ones where it's like somebody's searching up something and then the dad text pops up and is like, why is the FBI at the front door? In my case, it would be the FBI actually kicking in the fucking door. We know he's building pipe bombs.
I was asleep the whole time.
He just downloaded the fucking manifesto.
Catcher in the Rye. That's one I want to read or listen to, because isn't there a thing with the Catcher in the Rye book that was a couple assassins read that just before they did their thing?
Yeah, the Mark David Chapman. He was the guy who'd he kill? Lenin?
I think so.
Yeah, the guy. So he,
Vladimir Lenin.
It was
no.
Yeah, I don't think it was him. It's spelled differently.
It's close.
His wasn't solely because he was a fucking lunatic in the book, but it was like a religious thing. But yeah, he thought he was the main character, and that after he killed Lenin, he like curled up next to the book or whatever, and he thought he would just dissolve into the book. Like, so
what?
Yeah, it was something weird. I remember listening to another podcast do it, and like, I'm like, what the fuck?
That's bananas.
Yeah. But I think there is some kind of weird, I don't know if it's subliminal or if it, people just get so hooked into it. You know, like fucking Lord of the Rings, how people are like super into it or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So hold on. Catcher in the Rye's not about baseball?
I don't. He's like back there catching a fucking loaf of rye bread. Oh, that reminds me. My daughter, I don't know what this song is, but he's like, I get my peaches from Georgia or something. It's some rap song. And then he said he gets his weed from California.
All right.
Well, my daughter's singing a song.
She's in
the backseat. And then my son's being goofy. He said, I get my pizza from Domino's. And I was like, okay, whatever. And my daughter goes, no, he gets his peaches from Georgia, just like he gets his wheat from California. Georgia is known for peaches, and California is known for wheat. And I looked at my wife. I'm driving. I'm like, what? And I was like,
that's right.
Yep, wheat. They got really good wheat there in California.
Yep, that's what it is.
I was like, all right. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I told my what? Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's fine to get those lyrics wrong when you're 8.
Yeah. 9.
Or 9.
9, yeah.
That's right.
But I was telling my wife just a little bit before that on the way home, I said, the problem with these fucking songs these days are they're catchy as hell, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm zoned out, I'm driving, I'm focused on the road and stuff. My 9-year-old daughter is back here in the back singing songs about 69ing and shit. And
oh,
I'm like,
my God.
That one, I forget who she is, fucking Demi Lovato or something. I don't know.
Probably.
She sings a song called like 35 plus 34 or something like it. What is that equal? 69.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know, your sweet little innocent daughter is just singing. She doesn't know what it is.
No.
But it's being fucking pounded in her brain.
That's not subliminal messaging. That's just straight up brainwashing? Conditioning.
Conditioning, yeah.
Yeah. Are we old people? Is that what's happening right here? We're pissed off at the younger generation because they're doing dumb shit that we don't agree with.
You know, I don't think so. I think they are just idiots. I think the younger generation, I think what happened was the generation that raised them, they fucked up big time. Now we're fucked. And we got to hope to God that generation raises their kids right. Because, you know, if we skip a generation where, you know, we got a bunch of dummies, we're okay. But if we got multiple generations of dummies, we're going right back down, dude. We fucking build up as humans, and now we're just fucking, we're on a roller coaster. You know what I mean? We're on a roller coaster down, dude. Ah! And then the track fucking ends somewhere. Like, there's no loop at the end. It just fucking, boom, right into the ground.
That's what the vaccine's for.
Nope.
Control of dummies.
Maybe it is. Maybe they, maybe those, the fucking microchips they put in you, the, you know, how they say the magnets are sticking to you and all kinds of shit. Maybe the fucking, they just flip a switch and all those fucking microchips are like.
It weighs the sperm down. It can't swim so hard.
Oh, that's not nice.
Sterilization. I don't want them getting out.
It's doing it. It's sterilizing people. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a fucking urologist. Right. I don't fucking know for sure, but that's what I've heard.
It seems so wacky, all the different effects. It just seems random, completely random. Like, there's sterilization, and then there's crazy-ass rashes, and there's Bell's palsy. Like, why is there so many different possibilities here?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's scary.
For sure.
They haven't tested it very long, and then now here we are getting these weird side effects, and then, like we said earlier, what happens years down the road?
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm against for my kids, because they're young. So in 10 years, are we going to have commercials in the night? Did you or a loved one get the Pfizer shot in 2021?
Yeah, man. I mean, now you're seeing it for, like, Roundup. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Roundup is a thing. Like, if you use Roundup, you could develop lymphoma and shit. And I'm like, holy fuck, man.
Yeah, mesothelioma, or however you say that 900-syllable word.
But let's not forget, they infuse the seeds, the GMOs, with Roundup. And now there's a Roundup fucking thing where it's like, you could have lymphoma if you used it, but we're eating it.
But it's in your maters and your taters.
It's crazy, dude. And it almost seems like they legitimately are trying to kill us.
Who do they want left then?
I don't know. Them?
We're the ones actually getting shit done, and they're like, I don't know. We need you.
Maybe their goal is to make us evolve to be stronger,
better, faster, uncut.
They can rebuild us. Wait, were you doing the South Park?
Maybe.
Oh. I thought you were doing
was in there somewhere, maybe.
I thought you were doing, what is it, a $6 million man?
Yeah, that's not enough now.
That's not much.
No, no.
If I won a lottery for $6 million, I'd be like, all right, you know, I'd leave work and be like, all right, see you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, basically. I'm taking off today. You don't have to pay me the rest of the day, but I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's not enough. That'll get you a leg.
What's that Larry David meme where he's like, he's like, fuck you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Was that in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, probably.
And then he just quit altogether, and it's, oh, shit. What's his name from Half-Baked? Fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out.
Who is he as an actor?
I don't know. He was in, I think he was, like, the main tough dude in... Was it Cop Out? Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan?
Yeah, I saw it, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I think, was it Bruce Willis's character had a baseball that dude stole, and the whole thing was trying to get it back from him? Think? Because he was going to sell it to pay for his daughter's wedding, And guy who played Stifler was in it too.
I don't know what his name is as an actor. I always just call him Stifler.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's his name. And everything in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stifler's in this movie. Huh? Will.
He just legally got it changed to Stifler.
Just Stifler. It's just the one name. Like Prince and then Zendaya and who are the other one namers? Grimes.
I don't know. Madonna.
Oh, yeah. Her too.
And then even his mom. It's just always Stifler's mom. I don't know who the fuck she is.
Right.
You see her or anything else. Like, oh, that's Stifler's mom.
Who's Stifler? Oh, you know. He was in that movie with Bruce Willis. Well, there's no like regular names. Like there's no just one name regular guys.
What about Ted?
Do we know Ted?
Ted Talk. Just Ted.
Well, he's special. He's special, right? Yeah. Well, who invented that?
Who the fuck is Ted?
Turner?
Ooh. Maybe.
TNT?
Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah.
What else we got? Isn't he like a baseball dude? Ted Turner? I think he played baseball.
That Ted Turner?
I don't know.
He retired from baseball. He's like, I'm going to make a whole channel.
There was a Ted Turner in baseball. That's what I know.
Oh, shit. Want a break?
Oh, yeah.
All right, enough of this vaccine talk. Let's talk about something exciting. Are you excited?
Well, I'm always excited.
Oh, I can tell.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm excited. How about you? Oh, wait, you already said you were excited.
Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream?
Well, I think we did this before. It's
butternut squash, isn't it?
Nope. It is mint chocolate chip, and I don't want to even hear your mouth on that. Because I know you don't like it.
Nope. I'm about to change your favorite one.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for this.
So I don't think you're ready for this jelly. Don't tell me it's jelly flavored.
Isn't that jelly? That would be fine. Oh. This one, I'm against. If there was a free sample, I might try the free sample. Somebody else had it, I might try it. But that's it.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Be scared. You know Kraft? K-R-A-F-T?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese. Ice cream.
Okay. Is it real?
Yes.
Or is that some fucking... Nope. Oh, this, my God.
Yeah, that's sold out. This is a real thing. I just found this.
That's... Yeah, I might try the free... I'm not
buying it. Not buying a scoop of it.
I would buy it only after I tried the free sample and then I liked it.
Yeah.
And what do? You just melt it down? You can melt it down and you know what I mean? Then you have it with Thanksgiving dinner. Then you put it in the freezer and you got dessert.
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. Do they make a creamy... Does Kraft make a creamy cheese? Velveeta does. And that's the kind I actually like. Kraft is the powder.
Yeah, Kraft is the powder kind.
And you get it for like 59 cents a box or something. You can always get like 10 for 10 or something crazy like that.
My daughter loves that macaroni and cheese, and I'm like, that tastes like plastic.
The powder, you never, ever, ever get the right mixture of heat and milk and powder cheese.
That's not true. No.
I would eat it
because
we have it, but it's not right. I cannot just get the perfect consistency of that.
That's like one of those things you have when you know, in the middle of the night, you're drunk and you're starving. You got some leftover in the fridge. You eat that.
Yeah, then you put the pot of water on and you forget that you have a pot of water on and you're passed out at the table. And then now you're just cooking a pan.
Yeah. Your house is on fire. You wake up. This is fine.
Nice. Nope. It's a Van Leeuwen. I think that's how you pronounce the company who put this flavor together.
Sounds more like Van Helsing.
We need Van Helsing to kill this monster. Limited edition flavor created in celebration of National Mac and Cheese Day by Kraft Macaroni and Cheese and Van Leeuwen Ice Cream hit stores on Wednesday. And it's sold out. It received its fair share of public outcry on social media, but the cold and cheesy treat is still sold out nearly everywhere.
That's disgusting.
I would not buy it just to buy it. Van Leeuwen sells it for $12 a pint alongside its other flavors, which include Earl Grey tea, which I think I would try that.
Well, you're a tea drinker.
Yeah. That sounds way better than mac and cheese. Ice cream.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely sounds better than mac and cheese. But, I mean, mint chocolate chip sounds better than all of them. And I can get that shit from Breyers for, like, I don't know, $3 a gallon. Half gallon, something like that.
Yeah, gallon. Not $12 a pint. I'm getting a pint. There's going to be something else in that pint.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
I'm not buying a pint of ice cream for $12.
Oh, no.
You get a pint of something for $12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to feel it that night and maybe even the next morning.
You might feel that pint of ice cream that night or the next morning, too.
Depending on your tolerance to the intolerance of the lactose.
If you're lactose intolerant, man, you got mac and cheese and ice cream combined.
Oof. Oh, no. Oh, no. You got that dying rear? Ugh. Oof.
That's a perfect storm in your gut right there.
Hell yeah, it is.
You just fucked up that gut biome right there.
You take, what's that? Fecal transplant?
Oh, yeah. You could do that.
Why? Come on. You got to market that better. Fecal transplant.
I was thinking you got to put Pauly Shore in there. Get it? Gut biome dome. Ba-dum-ts.
And Stephen Baldwin, as they are now, like old, crusty men. They're just messed up. I think Pauly Shore has a beard, which is so weird.
Oh, that would be weird. I haven't seen him like that.
And Stephen Baldwin, I don't know what he's doing. He's like the black sheep of the Baldwin guys.
Well, I think he's just not drunk and belligerent enough to be well-known like the others.
He got that light-colored hair. All the other ones have that dark hair. They can handle their... Can they? Maybe they can't handle their alcohol.
Is that what dark hair means?
Maybe.
I don't know. See, a lot of Germans drinking a ton of beer.
What are they? Oh, I guess the old Aryan race. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, no. there are a lot of blonde people in Germany.
What? How'd that happen?
Really? I didn't know if you were serious or not.
I've got an idea.
Yeah. I got 9 of them.
Mm.
Yeah, 9.
9. Nine Kampf.
Nine Kampf? What is Kampf?
I don't know. K-A-M-P-F. Those letters don't belong together. I don't care what language it is.
My what? My something. I don't know.
You can look it up quick?
Instead, it's just 9 something.
It's not. Oh, here you go. Mein Kampf, Hitler's Manifesto, Holocaust Encyclopedia. Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf was part autobiography and part political treatise. Mein Kampf, which means my struggle. There you go. My bad. I like that.
I don't know. I don't know if I like it or not.
You going to read it?
No.
Why? You want to read Ted Turner's manifesto?
Nah.
No? Unless you wanted to watch. Watch. You want to watch the Unabomber manifesto?
Did you mean to say Ted Turner?
No.
Oh.
Well, I did as a joke.
Oh. And I was like, he never went back to it. Like, maybe he didn't mean to say it. I don't know.
His manifesto was trying to beat out Ed McMahon. Not Ed McMahon. It's the Publishers Clearinghouse guy.
What the fuck is happening in this episode, dude?
Who the fuck is it? Vince McMahon.
We have talked way too much about Hitler.
Ted Turner tried to, counter Vince McMahon when Ted Turner made WCW. You know that?
Oh, yeah? I did not know that.
Yeah.
I know Donald Trump was a wrestler for a minute.
Yeah, I think he tried it, too. And somebody got paid. I don't know who got paid for that.
He probably paid them. Hey, let me come in there and just do a little thing, and then...
Here's $50. Let me do it.
It's still real to me, damn it.
I don't know what else. I'm not going to try the mac and cheese ice cream unless somebody says, here's a sample. And if it's not available, then it's, I guess I'm not going to try anytime soon.
you know, people are just buying it to buy it, these stupid fucks.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is like, ooh, I can't wait to try that. Nobody.
Nobody.
There's just certain things that you don't fucking ice cream. You know what I mean? There's also certain things you don't put on chips. Ketchup chips, get the fuck out of here with those.
That was supposed to be, like, it's supposed to have the flavor of fries. And it, nope, didn't work for me.
I remember when they first came out with them, I was in school, and we had taken a trip to the Hers factory when Hers first came up with the chips, and we got fresh ones, and I tasted it, and I said, it's fucking gross. Fuck. You know what I mean? Like, they give it to you hot off the fucking machine. I couldn't wait to try it, and I spit it out on the tour guide. I said, give me a salt and vinegar now.
Bullshit.
What's the best chip, dude?
The best chip?
Best flavor.
You can't go wrong with barbecue. Anybody's barbecue.
No, you can go wrong with it, because when they go like sweet honey barbecue.
No. Just barbecue.
Just plain barbecue? Okay. Yeah. I'm with you on that, I guess.
Then Not the best. You can't get into all the crazy flavors like mesquite barbecue.
I
don't want mosquitoes in my barbecue. What's wrong with you?
I get that enough when I'm in the backyard trying to barbecue some chicken.
Right.
Skeeter's trying to land on it.
This is just regular barbecue. This is Sweet Baby Ray's. This is not mosquito barbecue. Get out of here. Is that what you use? Sweet Baby Ray's?
I do for the kids because that's what they like, but I like a Texas barbecue. I like spicy barbecue.
Ooh, there you go.
Stubbs. Have you ever had Stubbs barbecue?
I don't know. Is it Heinz or is it Stubbs that does the different flavors? There's a Wisconsin, there's a North Carolina.
That's Heinz.
Is it Heinz? Okay. I think there's a Texas one too. I don't know if I've had Stubbs.
Stubbs is in like a round glass bottle. It's got like a brown and black label on it or something like that. And just the original is fine. It's plenty of spice, but they also make a spicy. Ooh, so good, dude.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite barbecue sauce.
I'll have to look for it.
It's good. If you like a spicy barbecue, that's it.
Throw that on some chicken?
Ooh, yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah. I'm not a big barbecue chicken fan.
What do you barbecue then?
I like ribs and pulled pork, shit like that.
All right.
But I'm just not a big chicken fan. Other than fried chicken. I love fried chicken, but when it comes to like chicken breast, nah, dude. Just not my thing.
What?
I just can't get down with it. It's boring. You know? Especially chicken breast, dude. Like, it's all white meat. It just, give me some chicken thighs, man. Give me some dark meat.
Oh, like that, is it?
Yeah. That's why I like wings, brother. That's dark meat right there. That's some flavor.
There you go. Get those then. Barbecue some thighs. Boneless thighs? Is that a thing?
Maybe.
We've been talking a lot about food.
I know. I don't even know.
Cause it's dinner time. That's why.
Yeah, and I can fucking smell whatever she's making. It's killing me. I'm drooling over here.
She's making fried chicken for you.
No, it's not fried chicken. I know there's ground beef involved, and I believe I smell some onions.
Rosemary? Is that rosemary? Thyme?
Rosebud.
Oh. I've never seen that movie.
Me either. I just know about the I just know Rosebud.
Isn't it supposed to be like the greatest movie of all time or something? Citizen Kane? Isn't that what it is?
I think so. I don't know. Of all time.
Something weird like that.
Have they ever seen Super Troopers? Everybody just turned this off. They're like, fuck that podcast, those jackasses. That's if they even made it this far.
Oh, yeah. Because we're not talking about anything. We're just hanging out. Little this, little that. We don't even know.
Don't even know, man. This is what we do when we're at the fucking house. When you're at the house.
Yeah.
Bullshit about things.
They were like, shit, we should have recorded that.
Yep. With these alt-alts, a little this, a little that, that's what we do. We record these thoughts, and you guys get to hear them.
Finally.
Lucky you.
That reminds me, being at your house and then hanging out and all that reminds me of No Man's Sky. It's when I played it first at your house, and I downloaded it, got it on my, I think it was through GeForce Now. No, I got it on my laptop. That's what I did. They have an update now. Uh-huh. Every 3 months they have a huge update, but it's a Frontiers update. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, I haven't played it in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I played it too. I think I want to get back into it. I found a planet that I want to build stuff on. This area, I've been thinking about it here lately, but I've been thinking about that because I haven't been playing a whole lot of games. I play the Assassin's Creed Valhalla as much as I can, but that's not much.
Yeah, I haven't had time to play games at all. Like, with my new schedule that I'm on, I'm getting the kids, I'm getting home, and I'm either working on this or I'm getting dinner going. Like, I have had no time. And then by the time all that's done, I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because I get up at 3:30 in the morning. Like, that's fucking early, dude.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
What about the weekend? Your body's conditioned to that, so sleeping in is like 4:15 to you.
Well, usually the weekend, I will sleep until like 6.
Jesus. That's lazy. Come on.
Sometimes even 7, dude. Well, sometimes I'll even sleep until 7, which is, that's late compared to what I normally get up at. But even on the weekends, we got shit to do. I mean, we don't have shit to do, but we do shit. You know what I mean? Like, we'll run out, we'll hit some stores that we got to hit, and then we'll be out in the yard just fucking around.
It's summertime. Games will come back in the wintertime when it gets dark at 4:30.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, Sunday's at 1. Philly's always playing. So, I'm not going to play a video game. If I'm inside on a Sunday at 1, the game's on. So, I'm not playing video games. In the wintertime, we got football back. So, basically, I have a Saturday to play games. And that's if nothing is going on. Got to hope for rain.
Well, if the high outside's 40 degrees, then you're probably not going to want to just be outside.
Yeah, I probably don't want to be outside in 40 degree weather. I went outside the other day. I was on my way to work, and I was thinking, damn, it's kind of cold. I almost put on my hoodie. You want to know what the fucking temperature was, dude, when I saw?
Probably 62.
63 degrees. And I debated on putting my fucking hoodie on, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you mean, because I just leave the AC on in the car, and, you know, turn it on in the morning, and like, man, I don't want that on me right now. What's the temp outside? Fuck, I'm cold.
It's so weird. You're so conditioned.
Yep. That's why people from Florida come up here and be like, it's only 70. Are you kidding me right now? Freezing.
And then in the wintertime, the first day we get that's like 40 degrees, we're like, oh yeah, you know, then you're taking the hoodie off, you got the fucking t-shirt on. 45, you're throwing a tank top on, dude.
Yep, coming out of wintertime, hitting spring, and you're like, there's the sunshine, and it's 40, you damn right, damn right.
It's so weird how that happened, like why that happens. And just that short amount of time, you get acclimated to it.
Yeah, it's super short, because in that transition time, like right now we'll go into fall and it'll be cold if it's like 65 degrees, even 60 degrees for the high during the day for a couple of days. And then we have that real warm spell towards the end of October. And then it's like 75 degrees for 4 days in a row. You're like, holy shit, it's so hot.
Yeah. I really look forward to fall though, dude. Fall, it could be like my favorite. One of my favorite times of year, because I like to throw the hoodie on. The first time you get the hoodie on, you get all fucking cozy. You wear the beanie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Have you a fucking apple cider. Maybe spike it a little bit.
Ooh. Hey,
fun time of year.
Yeah, it is.
Summer's great too, man.
My neighbor was just telling me that they were super busy over the weekend. We know our vacation's coming, which is next week. We're going together. And he's like, we were so busy over the weekend, I just felt like vacation was already done and we're getting ready to, we're in that dark mode where we're coming out of summer, school's starting, and fall's coming in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But still got the vacation. We're going full beach mode in just a few days from this recording.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing when you get towards the end of summer.
Yeah.
As much as I like the kids being in school and like I like my freedom, I like get a little sad that they're not going to be around. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm like, oh, man, like I remember being a kid and dreading going back to school, and then I feel bad for them, and then I'm sad that they're not going to be hanging around. Like, I'm not going to be picking them up and shit like that. It's just... It is like a sad time of year, man.
But you look forward to the things you just said, like putting that hoodie on. You gotta just find those fun moments.
Yeah, but I like the sun.
Sure, everybody likes the sun.
You know, just... I like to be outside when it's hot. Get all sweaty.
Sometimes. I don't know if it... is around your area, are the bees bad right now? Just honeybees?
No. Not any more than usual, I don't think.
They're awful around here. All we do is just go outside instead of the picnic table, and they just swarm us like, oh, you got something sweet near you. Hey.
Really?
And a couple weeks ago... when we had a swim meet at the local pool, you know, we're there for a couple of hours because two teams and all the kids swimming, and four different people got stung. None of my family or my kids, but it seemed so random. There was one kid who was getting ready to swim his event, and right as he was getting up ready to go, a bee got him. So he had to jump out of his event real quick. I'm like, what the f-? Bees are so... we need them, but they're just kind of all over the place right now.
They're probably pissed off. They're like, look, you're fucking killing us off. Time to fucking revolt. Time to retaliate.
I don't care if there's a giant body of water right there. I'm going to fuck you up today.
Yeah. Get them, boys.
But now I just had another thought. If they're so bad right now, are they preparing for something?
Ooh. Maybe. I don't know. That's a good thought. How birds will just randomly like take off flying and you're like, oh shit, here comes a tsunami.
Yeah. Shit like that. I don't know if they're, maybe. Because it's just honeybees. I haven't seen not a whole hell of a lot of wasps. It's just these, you know, yellow jackets. Nothing out of control. They're annoying. If you just let a bee be, and the bee's going to be. But if you start fighting with it, it's going to fight back.
Yeah. Let it be.
It's going to be. Let it be. We going to end on that?
Yeah, we probably should. I think she's wanting me to eat some food.
God damn it. Sustenance. Here you come.
I need it, man. If you look at my belly, you would think I don't need it, but I do.
Sustenance. Crave the sustenance. Could that be the question? What's your favorite sustenance? How do you sustain yourself?
Tacos.
Is that what you're having?
I don't know. I mean, like, real Mexican tacos, dude.
Like, not Taco Bell, not the stuff you buy in a box at the grocery store.
Right. Real Mexican taco. Oh, no better food than Mexican food, dude.
Sure. That sounds sustainable. That'll sustain your sustenance cravings.
Mm-hmm.
Just some tortillas, some hamburger, and some seasoning. Yeah, that's
some
enough.
Steak. You could do carnitas.
So many options. So many options.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite sustenance? How about that? Podchaser.com/BreeOnTheWeird. Give us 5 stars. Lay down your sustenance. Apple Podcasts, search Bring on the Weird. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All the usuals, but weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird, and it's all there.
Yep. And if you want some awesome merch, go to myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird, tpublic.com and search Bring on the Weird, or zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird.
Oh, yeah. We did it.
We did it.
Time for dinner.
Yeah.
Stay weird, world.
We'll see you guys next time.